Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's going on, everybody? It's time for another episode of the Binge Boys. This is episode, I don't even know anymore, man.
69.
No.
Past that.
No, this is not.
Much more past that.
Episode 69. We are actually on episode, what episode is this? 242.
That's insane.
It is October 21st.
It's crazy
because 2021.
I started kind of at the beginning with like a little sports stuff. And then I didn't remember, like right at the beginning,
you had me do sports stuff. Yeah.
What, 3 years ago? 2.5 years ago?
Maybe 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Look where we are now.
I didn't do anything for a while, and then I came back.
Guess who's back?
Back again.
Tanner's back.
Caleb Brand.
On the run through, guys.
God.
Welcome to the Binge Boys podcast. If this is your first time around, let me give you a little bit of the rundown. Every Thursday, which is today, you listen to a episode entitled The Run Through, where a co-host and I break down a specific movie, and we kind of talk about it element by element and give an in-depth review, kind of talk about our thoughts, what the movie means to us, what aged the best, what aged the worst, all of that fun stuff, and we do it every Thursday. This week, we've got Shark Tale. Next week, we've got Paranormal Activity. The week after that, Legally Blonde. The week after that, I Am Legend. The week after that, Batman. We've got really good run-throughs coming to you for the rest of 2021. That's the year it is, 2021. Damn right. And 2022, we've got an incredible lineup of run-throughs.
In which I have to still sign up for them.
Indeed you do. We've got run-throughs like Taken, or Get Out, or The Lego Movie, The Dark Knight Trilogy.
Okay. I better get on that right now.
Fast and Furious. The Hangover Trilogy, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, The Goonies, Mary Poppins, The
Mary
Sixth
Poppins.
Sense, The Nutty Professor, Jaws, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, Terminator, The Santa Claus. We've got so many good ones. There's an episode coming out every Thursday. I can't wait for us to record and to talk about all these movies, man.
God.
That's the best thing about the run-through, honestly.
Talking about movies.
Just talking about all these freaking movies. And half of these, I haven't even seen.
That's beautiful.
So I'm going to get to watch them for the first time. Like I did with Legally Blonde. Had never seen that before.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed
Quick sneak
it.
Peek.
It was okay.
Never seen it.
I Am Legend.
Oh.
Haven't seen that.
Best movie.
I haven't seen it still.
It's terrifying.
I can't wait. That's a Will Smith movie.
That's 2 hours and 30 minute movie too.
It's a long one. I figured it looks like a long movie, but that's in the future. This is now. Every Tuesday, my co-hosts Matt and Tanner and I break down the hottest in TV and movies of today. Instead of running through something from the past, we talk about what the hottest things are of today. First things first, I need you to go follow us on Instagram at Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and more. Next thing, go to iTunes and make sure you've left that 5-star rating as well as a short review. It helps us out a lot and helps us grow the show. Tanner, it's 2021, and everyone is on their hotness and fitness journey. And one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start. They're overwhelmed by options, and they don't know what meals suit them best for the goals they want to achieve. Luckily, Prepped and Ready has that solution. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to preppreadymeals.com/nothing.
Binge boys.
Binge 15 is the thing you need to use at checkout. I was on a roll. I was kind of just talking. There's no preppreadymeals.com/anything. Just go preppreadymeals.com and at checkout, apply the code BINGE15 for 15% off your first time order.
Hoorah.
Tanner, yeah. Today we are talking about Shark Tale, which is a movie that a lot of people, I think it went under the radar.
It's awesome.
It's a great, great kids movie. But let me give you some details about that movie. So people are filled in a little more.
Oh, yeah.
It was released October 1st, 2004. Directed by Bebo Bergen, Vicky Jensen, and Rob Letterman. It stars Jack Black, Will Smith, Robert De Niro,
how did this go,
Renee Zellweger, Angelina Jolie, and many, many more. This movie is about underachiever Oscar, played by Will Smith, and he is a pint-sized fish with grand aspirations. When mob-connected great white shark Frankie, played by Michael
Imperioli,
is accidentally killed, Oscar concocts a story with Frankie's peace-loving brother Lenny, played by Jack Black, that he is the one who murdered Frankie. Suddenly hailed shark slayer by his aquatic brethren, Oscar has bigger fish to fry when Frankie's father, mob boss Don Lino, played by Robert De Niro, dispatches his henchmen in order to track down his son's killer. Sounds like a straight-up mob movie.
It is a straight-up mob movie.
It is a mob movie. box office-wise, the budget for this film was $75 million. It's probably all the salaries for all the actors.
I was going to say, that's a lot.
Opening weekend, it made $47.6 million. So a little over half of its budget. And then its all-time run while it was in theaters, it made $374.6 million. Rotten Tomatoes-wise, the critics gave this movie a 36%.
Fuck the critics.
What do you think the audience gave it?
70s.
46%.
Fuck the audience and fuck the critics. You heard it here.
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse the language.
No, it's all good.
Pardon my French, eh?
That's absurd.
Fucking absurd.
This is made by DreamWorks Animation, not a Pixar movie, but it's a DreamWorks, the neck and neck competitor with Pixar at the time was DreamWorks. I don't know if DreamWorks is really doing much anymore.
Other than Shrek.
They did Shrek and How to Train Your Dragon.
True.
What else has DreamWorks done?
They did a
B
lot.
Movie, done Over the Hedge.
Yeah.
Wallace and Gromit, The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, Chicken Run.
Oh,
I think that's
God,
all
I
DreamWorks. Oh, I would love to do a run through for
did
Chicken Run.
A run through,
didn't we?
Did we?
I could have sworn.
I think we did. Yeah, we did, because we were talking about how fucking freaky it was.
Are you sure we've done Chicken Run?
But don't trust my memory.
We're going to find out right now. Tanner, while I look, what does Shark Tale mean for you?
It means a movie that I watched with my mother a lot when we were kids, because mom loves Will Smith. So watched a lot of that when we were a kid. I've seen that movie probably 700 times, but then it was brand new to me today when we watched it.
Yeah, it's been so long.
Because it has been, yeah. And God, I finally figured out that he's a mob boss. Like, it's fine.
I need to keep a list.
I'm trying to think of Michael Imperioli. I'm trying to think of his voice, but I didn't recognize it.
We're going to go way back and
we're going way.
Wow. Tanner, fun fact. You were on episode. What episode? You were on episode 21 of Hold On to Your Butts.
Wow.
Welcome to a special. Listen to the
intro.
The description of this. Welcome to a special edition of Hold On to Your Butts podcast, the first of a new series, Logan Interviews. Today, Logan talks to his cousin Tanner Smith. They discuss athletes, streaming services, money management, and the creation of a new podcast segment. Enjoy.
I wonder what I freaking sounded. I was definitely way more awkward. We both probably were.
Welcome to another episode of Hold On to Your Butts. I'm your host, Logan Lewis.
Quality.
As always.
I know.
And today I'm doing something a little different. I'm on vacation currently, and I'm sitting in the hotel with quite actually nothing to do. And I am actually going to be joined here by my cousin, Tanner Smith. Hey, Tanner, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh.
We're on vacation.
Yes.
We're visiting our my brother, your cousin,
yes,
for homecoming weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are at the hotel. Yeah, so this is a completely impromptu episode.
God.
Yeah. Not if Aaron Rodgers has anything to say about it.
Yeah.
I fucking hate myself. I hate listening. You know, I never listen to the episodes because I can't listen to myself.
Wow, dude, going back and looking at these old,
dude, I have
episodes and stuff.
Since I started Binge Boys again, I haven't listened to one episode.
If it gives you any, well, this is kind of fitting. We're recording this on September 30th. We're going to see Venom. Let There Be Carnage tonight on October 5th, 2018, on episode 18 of this podcast. I reviewed Venom.
Was I on this one? No, I didn't see it right
and
away.
And on episode 15 of the podcast, on September 14th, 2018, I reviewed Spider-Man for PS4.
And I wasn't there for that? I didn't play it yet. I was a dumbass kid.
Wow. Okay, so the real reason I was going back in time is to look at the run-throughs and see if I could find...
I'm starting to remember doing Chicken Run.
I don't remember doing it.
I think we did.
Really?
Yeah. Chicken Run!
But anyway, continue about...
Tail Shark. So on Tail Shark, tons of freaking mob stars are in this movie.
Yeah.
And I love it. I didn't even catch the squid. I don't know who he was.
Forget. I'll look at the cast list here in a second.
No, I remember.
I'll look at the cast list in a second.
As soon as I see their pictures, dude.
Wow, we've done so many fucking podcast episodes.
I know.
Bro, you know what's funny and crazy? Mm. Is that this episode, or that episode with you, inspired me to do The Exchange.
Really?
Logan interviews.
Oh,
when I would interview
me and
people.
Tess too.
I interviewed you guys on The Exchange. But that segment of the Binge Boys, that, or at the time, Hold On To Your Butts, that podcast later on became The Exchange.
I love it.
What, your mouth is wide open. Who plays the octopus? Luca.
Vincent Pastore, dude.
Oh,
Big
yeah.
Pussy. That's his name in Sopranos. His name's Big Pussy Pampanero. That's what they call him. Pussy. What's up? A pussy. No way. Katie Couric actually played Katie Couric, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm ruining your... I'm taking away your...
No, it's okay. Now we're going to go through the run-throughs. Jurassic Park, The Conjuring, Toy Story.
Wait, what?
I don't think we did Chicken Run. I think we planned to do Chicken Run.
I think we did it, I swear.
We did Shrek.
Dude, this guy too?
Yeah, bro, they're all in there.
They're all the mob guys are in this shit.
Bro, we have not done Chicken Run.
Yes, we have.
I swear we haven't. American Psycho, Iron Man, Cars, Top Gun, Ratatouille, Grown Ups, Dodgeball.
That's the Soprano dad. That's Tony's dad.
A New Hope, Training Day, Mrs. Doubtfire, Independence Day.
Poopy Baby Poo.
Bro, we did not do Step Brothers, Transformers, Oblivion, Scream, Ted, Dirty Dancing. We have
really?
Not done...
That's just...
We have not done
weird.
Chicken Run.
That's weird. I thought we did. I could have swapped.
Well, now we add it to the list.
Michael Imperioli. What a
Chicken Run, bro.
Tank. Chicken Run.
But either way, back to Shark Tale. Yeah, man. I forget where we watched this for the first time, but we watched it as kids, for sure. Me and Griffin and Cameron were obsessed with this movie, bro.
Salvatore Big Pussy Bompinsonero. I love him. He's a rat.
Man. Throw back to those old Binge Boys
I know,
episodes.
Good times.
Isn't that crazy?
Back when we were all like nervous behind the... Well, I was at least. I was just like...
Yeah, you're real nervous behind that mic.
I couldn't do it. It took me a while even when starting here.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
But, yeah, what would you give this movie?
5 out of 5.
Really?
5 out of 5.
I don't know if it needs a 5 out of 5.
It is a 5. Well, okay, from a critic standpoint, 4.
Yeah, it's probably a 4 out of 5.
My love
for
it, 5.
Yeah, it's something that I own.
I have two different reviews. Yeah, we have it at home too. Still,
yeah. If I was going to be critical about this movie, maybe a 3 or a 4. But in terms of my enjoyment and my nostalgia feel, it's a 5.
Yeah, I just.
But that's why a lot of those movies on the list for the rest of this year and for all of next year are not all movies that I know and love.
True.
They're movies that I know that are known and loved to society. Like I Am Legend, a movie that everybody has talked about forever, and I had never seen it. Same with when we did the run through for. We just recorded a run through of a movie I hadn't seen before. Oh, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Actually came out today, the day we're recording this. Tropic Thunder came out. But I had never seen it, and that's why these are good, because they're fresh reviews. But this is a total 100% nostalgia review here.
It is, and I love it.
What do you think?
Sometimes I'm never reached.
Soundtrack for this movie kind of fucked.
I might play it in the car.
What's the best thing about this movie, Tanner?
The soundtrack.
You think that's the best thing?
No, Lenny and what's
cast,
his face?
Man.
The cast,
The cast is all-star here.
Lenny's my favorite, though. Lenny's great.
I kind of hate Lenny.
Lenny's kind of...
I hate Will Smith's character, too.
Oh, he's
kind of a piece of shit.
He's a jerk off until
he's
the
a total
end.
Piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. They're all kind of, you know... But
I kind of identify with Don Lino in this movie.
Everybody does, because Don Lino's not the enemy here. You
Don Lino's supposed to be the villain here.
I know, but he potentially killed his family.
You know who low-key the villain is?
Lola. Oscar. Oh, I guess that's true.
The backstabbing bitch.
She ratted him out, yeah.
She kicked his ass because he didn't go down on her.
At that point, I'd just be like, all right, fine.
Yeah, I don't know. The villain of this movie technically
is Oscar.
No, technically.
It's Oscar. I know who you mean technically.
Technically,
it's Don Lino.
The Don. The Don.
Yeah.
But... Oscar's his own enemy here.
He creates all this bullshit.
Every situation he gets put in,
it's him.
He's like, yeah, I mean,
that's what we used to do, but now we don't because I'm a shark slayer.
Yeah, like, shut up.
Fuck off.
You're a liar. That's what you are.
You're a tiny little shrimp.
Dude, and you know what I don't get? Is at the beginning of the movie when Oscar meets Lenny and Lenny's like, oh, you're a liar. And Lenny was about to rat his ass out. And then Will Smith or Oscar was like, come here, you. And then Lenny just poof, forgot that he was going to rat him out.
That's mob shit, though. Lenny's grew up in the mob. That's what I connected it as.
Really?
I thought the same thing because they're just like.
I was like, oh, so all of a sudden you're
everything
friends?
Works until.
It doesn't.
Yes. You're all buddies and stuff until somebody's a rat or somebody does something stupid, you know?
Shark Tale, man.
Shark Tale.
IMDb, it has a 6 out of 10 rating, which is better than.
Good job, IMDb. You're not a piece of shit. You have a heart.
There's a lot of people and yeah. Okay. A lot of these reviews say stuff like, this movie deserves a higher rating. Adults will like this movie better than kids were.
I liked it better
I think I liked it more this time than... Yeah. And honestly, after I watch The Sopranos, I'm going to go back and rewatch this movie. And catch all the little mob things that you were saying throughout the
entire
movie.
It's so easy to
catch.
You
had a fun time watching this movie just now.
I did, yeah. Isn't it? I was pointing shit out. I was like, oh, that's what they say. Oh, they say that. Because there's tons of references to Goodfellas. Like, at the end, one of the guys is dressed as a clown. And you remember that, well...
Yeah, what am I, a clown to you?
Yeah, what am I? Am I here to just fucking amuse you?
Really? That's what he says?
Am I a clown to you? What do you mean? I'm funny how? How am I funny? What is it? Tommy? His character's Tommy, but his name is fucking...
I don't know.
God damn it, what's his name?
In the
show. Home Alone's guy.
Oh,
What the hell, man?
What's his
I know
name?
His name.
He was just in The Irishman, too.
Yes.
Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci, yeah, that's it's his it. Character.
Joe
He's
Pesci.
Like, he makes everybody laugh, and he makes Robert De Niro... No. What the hell is his name now? Oh, my God! Who's the main character of Goodfellas?
Damn. I don't know their names.
But he makes that character laugh... He makes a Ray Liotta laugh.
Oh yeah, Ray Liotta's dope. I'm surprised Ray Liotta wasn't in this
same.
Movie.
He goes, you're a funny guy, and then, Joe Pesci's character's like, funny how? How am I funny? Am I here to just fucking amuse you? And then it goes through all that, and then they start laughing at the end. But that was the connection there. There's so many little connections with what they say.
I have breaking news.
Why? What?
I just got a text from Catherine. She's currently out looking at wedding dresses. And she just sent me with no context, I got it, with a period. So maybe she just
official.
Got her wedding dress.
It's official?
Wow. Now I can't see it.
No, you're not allowed to.
I'm not allowed to.
You dumbass.
Nope. You want to talk about some trivia?
Oh, yeah.
There's some good stuff for this one. says the original title for this movie was Shark Slayer, but it was changed to Shark Tale before the release because they were afraid that the title might scare some families away.
Why?
Because slaying kind of gives negative context or whatever.
Dumb.
According to Hans Zimmer, he told producer Jeffrey Katzenberg that he would not do any more epic movies, but he wanted to do a fun animated movie instead, so he got the chance to do the score for this movie. So Hans Zimmer, the legendary composer, did the score for Shark Tale.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
And this still doesn't get rated high. Well, I don't know. Critics kind of fucking suck sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Don Lino is clearly seen for the first time when he looks up from his fish tank, a mole can be seen near his right eye, which is a distinct facial feature of Robert De Niro.
Oh.
A sequel was in the works, but decided to not be made.
Good.
She did confirm, yes, I bought my dress.
Yay!
Wow.
Wow. You got goosebumps?
We pointed out during the entire movie all the different products that we have in everyday life, like News Reef for Newsweek, Old Wavy for Old Navy, Gup. For
Gap,
Coral Cola for
Coca-Cola,
Fish King for
Burger King?
Yep.
Oh.
There are nods the entire movie that the shark's den is in the wreck of the Titanic. However, on the outside of the ship, the letters are SS Normandy, which is a French ocean liner of the 1930s. So it's not the Titanic.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Ernie the Jellyfish sings Three Little Fishes. Ziggy Marley's father, who played Ernie, Bob Marley, wrote Three Little Birds. Mm. So that's a little Easter egg there.
Every little thing. It's going to be all right. Sorry.
Anthony Anderson,
yeah,
black comedian, was cast as a sperm whale, but the role's suggestive dialogue got his character cut from the movie. when Oscar goes to the time clock, there's a note on the wall saying, if you don't come in Saturday, don't bother. This is a reference to the famous motto or memo Jeffrey Katzenberg sent executives when he was with Disney.
Mm.
Don Lino tells Sykes that they've worked together for a long time. In real life, Robert De Niro and Martin Scorsese have worked on several movies together.
So many.
Taxi Driver, yep. Raging Bull, Goodfellas, Cape Fear, Casino, and The Irishman.
All amazing movies. Except I haven't seen half of them, but I know they are.
Most of the dialogue in this movie, unlike a lot of animated movies today, were recorded with Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, Will Smith, and Jack Black. All together in the same room.
That's so much more fun for them, I'm sure.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. You might not ever get rich. When Logan pauses, I sing.
Yeah, because I'm just looking. Because some of these are dumb and aren't too intelligent. This is the very first DreamWorks animation movie that featured no humans.
Really? Oh, interesting. Even
So this answers a question we had during the movie. Frankie and Lenny's mother is mentioned but is never seen in the movie. Frankie and Lenny's grandmother is visible once, sobbing silently on Frankie and Lenny's grandfather's left shoulder during Frankie's funeral.
Who's the grandfather?
I don't know. Interesting. Or her father. Sorry.
Father,
sorry.
Oh yeah. So we thought that was Lenny for a second.
Yeah, we did. I've always thought it was...
Lensylvania?
Yeah. When this was Will Smith's only animated movie until he did Spies in Disguise in 2019.
Whoa.
Which just seems weird because I feel like he's done so much more.
He has, but in live action, I guess. Interesting.
This is Jack Black's second animated movie.
Kung Fu Panda.
The first was Ice Age.
Wait, what? Who did he play?
I have no idea.
How did I not
catch
that?
But that character also had characters named Oscar and Lenny.
LOL.
This is the fifth computer animated movie rated PG after Ants, Dinosaur, Shrek, and Ice Age.
Dinosaur. I'm not among the rich.
Yep.
Better than digging a ditch. Come on.
Does the name D. Bradley Baker mean anything to you?
Maybe. If I saw his face.
It just said D. Bradley Baker voiced Billy the Hammerhead Shark in a deleted role.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
John DiMaggio. Does that...
Joe DiMaggio?
John.
Does that have anything to do with Joe?
How about Alan Tudyk?
No.
Okay.
These are all their faces, roles. Maybe.
How about Jan Rabson?
Wait a minute. Alan Tudyk?
Oh, wait, no. That's the guy who played the pirate from Dodgeball. Alan Tudyk. How about Michael McShane? I know who that is, actually.
No way. Alan Tudyk, yeah.
There's a lot of... How about Nathan Lane? I'm just reading off. Diedrich Bader.
Michael McShane, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any of these people.
Ah, Steve Buscemi.
What?
Played Edgar the Swordfish in a deleted role. There was a lot of deleted roles here. Bob Bergen, Brittany Murphy, Michael Imperioli. Oh, just says Michael Imperioli and Vincent Pastore appeared on The Sopranos.
Yes, they did. Appeared? That's a fucking understatement.
Holy shit.
What?
Listen to this. Sandra Bullock, Gwyneth Paltrow, Lisa Kudrow, Jennifer Aniston, Nicole Kidman, Drew Barrymore, Sally Field, Amy Adams, Halle Berry, Zoe Deschanel, Ellen DeGeneres, Cameron Diaz, Jane Krasinski, Sharon Stone, Michelle Pfeiffer, Maggie Gyllenhaal, and Roseanne Burr were all considered to voice Angie.
Jesus.
None of them were available, so they chose Renee Zellweger.
Damn.
Oh, okay. This is a good one. Samuel L. Jackson, Usher, LL Cool J, Michael Lawrence, Martin Lawrence, and Bernie Mac, Keith David, Terrence Howard were all considered to voice Oscar.
Interesting. Will Smith was the good choice.
Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, and Exhibit, and Busta Rhymes, and Anthony Mackie were all also tested for the role of Oscar.
Anthony Mackie, he was a young man back then.
Danny DeVito was considered
Sykes
for the role of Sykes. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one too. Liam Neeson, Kevin Spacey, Bryan Cranston, Anthony Hopkins, Ian McKellen, Woody Harrelson, Jeff Daniels, Jack Nicholson, Josh Brolin, Thomas Hayden Church, Clint Eastwood, Christopher Lloyd. A lot of names that we don't know. A lot of Antonio Banderas, Nick Nolte, and Hal London Jr. were all auditioned for the voice of Don Lino.
I knew it. The Don. Now, De Niro was the best.
Okay, ready for this one?
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Jim Carrey, Michael J. Fox, George Clooney, Keanu Reeves, Nicolas Cage, Billy Crystal, Ray Romano, Adam Sandler, Ewan McGregor, Chevy Chase, Zach Braff, Orlando Bloom, Sylvester Stallone, Robin Williams, Will Ferrell, Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Costner, Mike Myers, Jason Bateman, Owen Wilson, Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt, Bruce Willis, Vincent D'Onofrio, Steve Burton, Kevin Klein, and many, many more were all considered to voice Lenny.
Jack Black was the best choice.
When Sykes is fired, he is thrown against the wall on a painting. That painting is meant to make fun of the drawing that Rose drew of that Jack drew of Rose in the Titanic.
That would have been funnier if it was Leo.
Apparently, Luca the Octopus was going to get murked by the Shark Slayer, but DreamWorks Animation abandoned the idea because it was considered too dark and risky for a family movie. Instead, it was replaced with Frankie's death because Frankie's death was more interesting.
Interesting.
I might not ever hear it. That's a lot of trivia. That's really cool.
I doubt Leo would have done it.
I don't know.
Hell no, he wouldn't have done it. Have you ever
Actors
seen
Actors love animated movies because they have to show up for like 3 weeks, voice a character, and leave. That's it.
And then make tons of money.
Yeah,
but Leo's too good.
I'm sorry. I don't know if Leonardo DiCaprio's done any animated movies.
He hasn't done anything other than something amazing. Well, no, he hasn't done anything that's bad either. No, he only picks and chooses certain movies.
Yeah, he doesn't do bad movies.
Yeah.
But
he knows something that we don't.
Was there a favorite scene or quote that stands out to you? I always liked as a kid.
Dun, 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 dun. Can't touch this. Dun, 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 dun. And then he goes, Oscar time.
The thing that always stuck out to me and Griffin when we were kids was when...
It's not okay to hear it.
He's like, Luca. And he turns off the thing and it's like, I like big butts and I cannot lie. Hey, boss.
Big butts. Butts.
I love like the octopus.
It's not okay to hit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the octopus is Vincent Pastore, right?
Yeah. Hey, boss. Big butts.
He said, man, damn it. How did I not catch that? Hey, boss.
Big butts.
Big butts. Dan, 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 dan. Dan, dan. Dan, dan, can touch it.
That's funny.
Uh-oh. Oscar time. Oh,
it's not okay to hit.
Oscar. I love those jellyfish. What's your favorite character? I think Don Lino's my favorite.
Honestly, yeah.
He's the most interesting.
Oscar's great, too. He's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
Stoop.
Gotta pee. Stoop. Stoop. Gotta pee. Stoop. Gotta go pee. You have to pee? So bad. Really?
I'll drink this large-ass coffee.
Wow, we'll wrap it up here in a second.
Dan, 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 dan.
Tanner, the good, the bad, and the ugly for Shark Tale.
The good, the cast.
Okay.
The bad.
I think the good is the cast. The bad, I'm thinking the fact that all of those other actors had really cool roles that all got cut.
That's true. That's the bad. But the ugly...
I think the ugly is that in the middle of the movie, there's like 20 or 30 minutes that just bores me.
Which part?
It's like when he's famous and he's going through all the shit with Lola and shit. Like,
yeah, it's boring.
I think real ugly is the decision for him to bet the 5,000 clams.
That was ugly.
That was so stupid.
That just shows how shitty of a character he really was. Yeah.
And while we were watching it, I was like putting the pillow over my face because I knew what he was going to do. He had the money. The whole movie wouldn't have happened if he would have just given Mr. Sykes the money. But instead, he bet it on a horse that tripped on himself.
That is the ugly. Tripped underwater.
He didn't even trip underwater, though. He didn't trip. He
punched himself in the face.
Punched himself in the face.
Imagine losing all your money because of that.
Think of everybody else in that stadium that lost their money because of that fish.
Odds were 200 to 1. That's a lot of money.
I would pay a million clams.
Yep, I guess that's Oscar the Millionaire. I'm a wiener.
Shark Tale, everybody.
Boom.
I don't know if you can stream it on anything. I don't think you can. It's too old.
Speaking
and nobody
streams.
Not many people care about it. So
I love it. It's a classic to me. I'll make my kids watch that shiznit.
Yeah, I can't wait to show my kids all these classic
Speaking
movies.
Of shiznit, I watched Grown Ups the other day.
Yeah?
That's some grade A shiznit right there.
I love that movie.
It's so funny. Oh
my God. We've done a run through of that one though.
I know.
We haven't done Grown Ups 2 though.
You know they have like an 8% rating on...
Yeah, it's like one of the lowest reviewed
but it's awesome.
Adam Sandler movies.
I don't watch it for a fucking good movie.
No, I watch it to laugh, yeah, and I do.
Geez. Oh, every time. It's so funny. They're just sitting there... Anyways,
yeah.
Shark Tale.
Anyways, Shark Tale. Hope you liked it. We'll see you guys on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled programming, and we'll see you next Thursday for Paranormal Activity.
I'm going to take us out. Aw, it was too early.
Yeah, you were.
It's gonna be alright.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.